The report's comments state the program is not aggressively pursuing strategies to preserve benefit quality and control costs outside of increasing premiums and requiring greater cost-sharing plans with employees. State employee health benefits have risen 15%, along with a $350 annual deductible. State Representative Luciano Lucky Varela is executive director of the Legislative Finance Committee. He believes a greater increase in pay and transfer of funds from other surpluses could help keep the health benefit fund solvent.
I'm suggesting that they also consider giving him more than the 1% salary increase that the legislature provided for. There are surplus dollars in salaries and benefits.
If the state's health care benefit rates continue to increase, some employers that pay into the plan may begin to examine how viable the costs are compared to the benefits. Andre Mocaine is the director of human resources with the city of Las Cruces. He said the state's self-insured plan is currently the best option for the city. However, his department has started to research data on alternative options for health benefits.
Our second phase now is going to be to take a test of market and review of market to see if the initial analysis will result in the potential for lower premiums for employees. And that's underway as we speak.
Mocaine says that there are some things he would like to see change with the state plan, like offer more incentives for preventative care.
One of the things we would like to see is through the state program, if we do remain with them, is the opportunity to look at wellness initiatives and the employees that are taking part or actively taking part in maintaining a healthy lifestyle see an impact, a positive impact on their premiums to encourage that. Preventive care and preventive lifestyles, if I could call them that, I think are integral in keeping healthcare costs down.
Mocaine says his biggest concern is that increases to premiums may become too large and the city may be penalized under the incoming Affordable Care Act that says employers must offer affordable healthcare plans. For KRWG, I'm Anthony Moreno.